WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's get real for a minute. Ever feel like relationships are this chaotic roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of miscommunication and hurt feelings. Well, guess what? You're not alone. Relationships can be tough, but they don't have to be a constant struggle. And that's where Stoicism comes in, offering some seriously cool tools to navigate those tricky waters. Today we're diving deep into creating healthy relationships through empathy and understanding, two powerful concepts that might just be the key to unlocking stronger, more fulfilling connections. So, buckle up, because we are about to unpack five key takeaways that can totally transform your approach to relationships. First off, let's talk about active listening. I know, it sounds like something you learned in kindergarten, but trust me, it's a game changer. Active listening means truly hearing what the other person is saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak or formulating your response while they're talking. It's about paying attention to their words, their tone, their body language, the whole package. When you actively listen, it shows the other person that you value their thoughts and feelings, which builds trust and strengthens the connection. Second up, we have emotional intelligence. This isn't about being a mind reader, although wouldn't that be cool? But rather about recognizing and understanding your own emotions and those of others. Think about it like this. Everyone's walking around with their own unique set of experiences, beliefs, and triggers. By developing your emotional intelligence, you can better understand why people react the way they do, even when their behavior seems baffling. This awareness allows for more compassion and understanding in your interactions. Now, let's talk about setting boundaries, something that often gets overlooked in relationships. Boundaries are crucial because they protect your well-being and define what is acceptable and unacceptable in your interactions with others. It's not about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about respecting yourself and ensuring that your needs are met. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk all over your favorite sweater, right? Treat your emotional well-being with the same level of care by setting healthy boundaries. Next up, we have the power of communication. This one seems obvious, but sometimes the way we communicate can do more harm than good. Remember to be clear, honest, and respectful when expressing your thoughts and feelings. And don't forget to listen actively to what the other person has to say, even if it's not what you want to hear. Effective communication is a two-way street that requires effort from both parties. Finally, let's talk about forgiveness. Holding onto grudges and resentment only hurts you in the long run. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful behavior. It means choosing to release the anger and pain you're carrying. It's a powerful act of self-care that allows you to move forward with more peace and understanding. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and a colleague makes a careless mistake that impacts your project deadline. Your initial reaction is frustration, maybe even anger. But instead of letting those feelings spiral out of control, you take a deep breath, remember our Stoic principles, and choose to approach the situation with empathy and understanding. You acknowledge the human error, have an open conversation about how to move forward, and even offer support in finding a solution. This seemingly small act of choosing understanding over anger can completely shift the dynamic. It shows your colleague that you value them as a person, not just as a coworker. It fosters a sense of teamwork and collaboration, and it ultimately strengthens your relationship. So remember these five key takeaways. Practice active listening, cultivate your emotional intelligence, set healthy boundaries, communicate clearly and respectfully, and embrace the power of forgiveness. These aren't just abstract concepts. They are practical tools that can help you build stronger, more meaningful relationships in every aspect of your life. Think about it. How could you apply these principles in your own relationships today? Who do you need to reach out to with a little more empathy and understanding? We've got so much more to explore on the Stoic Way, because building discipline, detachment, and inner peace isn't just about personal growth. It's about creating a ripple effect of positive change in the world around us. So keep those conversations going, share your insights with others, and let's continue this journey together. Until next time, remember to embrace the power within you and live life with purpose.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.